Well, you know, I saw something earlier this week that said you've picked on the wrong group when you start picking on the LGBT community, because we are really successful at organizing and bringing the issues to the forefront. I mean, Delaware especially, we worked for 11 years to pass employment non-discrimination that added sexual orientation. We started in 97, and it was in 2009 that bill was finally signed, so almost 12 years. But then it took us 11 months to pass civil union bill and about 7 months to pass same-sex marriage. So we're organized, and we're ready to take this battle on.
Gun control legislation, would you consider this a gay rights issue even before the shooting in Orlando?
You know, I wouldn't have thought of it that way. It's been mentioned to me that we're obviously concerned about domestic violence and abuse and assaults against people that are gay or lesbian, that are confronted with guns and confronted with partners who have weapons and access to weapons. So in hindsight, yes, this has been an issue that we should have been focusing on. Had we done that? No, we have not done a good job with that.
Now that this is becoming more of an issue, focusing on gun control legislation, what do you expect to happen now moving forward, coming out of this mass shooting and having this focus on gun control legislation?
Well, we had really exciting news in the Delaware Senate yesterday when the background check law was changed to make it 25 days that a gun dealer would have to wait for the federal background check to come about. And it's really an important thing. So we're seeing movement state by state.
LGBT organizations, is there a lot of money behind some of these organizations, or are bodies just sheer strength in numbers? Is that where you get your source of strength?
You know, the source of strength comes obviously from the numbers and people that are willing to go out and to make phone calls and to go out and knock on doors and to go out and join protests. But there's no doubt that the LGBT community, to a large degree, has a lot of available money to put behind these types of things. It's been referred to over the years as the gay mafia that would support a candidate or support a cause. That's not the nicest term to use, but it gets the point across that the money is there, and if we start directing our resources toward issues such as this, I think we can be very successful and very quickly.
What are some of the examples of tactics that different, you know, LGBT community organizations may use to try to push a sensible gun control legislation? Is it just strictly focusing on lobbying efforts here in Delaware and in Congress? What are some examples of?
Well, I think the best example is in the late 80s and early 90s with HIV and AIDS. That's what taught our community how to organize and how to raise money and how to raise political awareness and how to make our points with legislatures across the country. That's where we learned, and that's where we cut our teeth on that. We've taken that, as you obviously know, for civil unions throughout most of the states and then for marriage equality. We've shown that the money is there, the will is there, and the organization is there. And I think if we put our same efforts toward gun control, sensible gun control, nobody, or some people, but most of us are not saying get rid of guns. We're not saying that hunters can't go out. I have a nephew that's one of the most avid hunters that I've ever met, but everything that he shoots, he eats, or his family eats. He said, why in the world would I need an assault weapon to go turkey hunting? There wouldn't be any turkey left, and there wouldn't be any sport in it. So people like that are sensible, that we have family members, that we need to bring them to the side of sensibility and understanding that something has to be done. We're not going to get rid of all instances like this, all types of terrorist activities, but if you can save just a couple of lives, if we can just make it so much harder for somebody that in the heat of a moment is going out and buying a gun or doing something where it's retribution and a domestic violence attack, if we can just stop any of those, then I think it's worth it.
LGBT communities, you were very successful last year in marriage equality, but the NRA, I mean, this is a really, you know, big and well-funded organization, and I'm just wondering, you know, what kind of success you expect having, you know, going up against someone like the NRA.
No organized group has been really willing or funded in a way to ably go against the NRA. But we're not just, it's not just the LGBT community. We're being joined by Mothers for Gun Control. There was a new group in Delaware that was lobbying on at Legislative Hall yesterday, and I happened to see photographs with women that I knew that have children that are saying, as a mother, we've got to do something. So I think when we start bringing these organizations together, then we can put together a coalition that's going to be pretty awesome to have to go up against. So the NRA needs to be aware that we're coming for them.
What are you hoping to get? What kind of gun control legislation are you hoping to see on the local and then maybe even the more national level to come out of Congress?
Well, I think it's become clear that we need to limit the sale and control the sale of semi-automatic weapons, large-capacity magazines. We need to expand background checks. And we need to limit the availability of guns to people who have a history of violence, a history of domestic abuse, or back to what most of the Republicans actually agree with, people that are on a terrorist watch list. There's no reason those people should have access to guns at all, but especially high-capacity guns.
Where do you go from here? So what are you doing in the near term, today, tomorrow, working towards this objective?
Well, what we're doing is, as you mentioned, is working with a coalition of other LGBT organizations throughout the country and throughout the world, but especially within the U.S., that are saying, let's organize. I was on the phone with one of my state senators this morning. We need to be organizing not only in the legislatures, both state and federal, but we need to be organizing with our fundraising abilities. And with an election coming up, we can make a difference.